Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf Chav Dalid. Today's daf has been sponsored by Mr. Sam Dom in honor of the rabbi. Skelem Mitzvot Sam. Today's daf has been dedicated to Eilu Nishmat, Hacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam, and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Daf Chav Gimal Amud Bet, and we are four lines from the bottom. The words Minayin. Basically, what we're looking for in this sugya is a source for the Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, how he knows that Hamet is Asur Bahana'a on Pesach, and Ashura Niskal. That's the ox that stands to be stoned, because it killed somebody. How do we know also that the shor, that ox, is asur as well, behana'a? So the Gemara says, minayin, how do we know? So the Gemara says, it's based on a pasuk in Vayikra. Kol chatat asher yuva middama. I'll read the end of the pasuk for you. Eloel Moed lechaper bakodesh lo te'achel ba'esh tisaref. This is talking about a korban chatat that is brought on the mizbeach hachitzoni. There's a mizbeach hapinimi, the inner mizbeach and the outer mizbeach. Now the Torah is telling us over here that if it's brought on the outer mizbeach, the blood must be sprinkled on the outer mizbeach. But if you bring the blood of the korban inside to the Kodesh, so that's the wrong place, the blood does not belong there, it renders the Korban Pasul. You cannot eat it, and you have to burn it. So let's get the Pasuk again. Kol chatat asher yuva midama il oil mo'ed dechaper bakodesh, any blood that goes inside the Kodesh, it doesn't belong there, lo te'achel, cannot eat the Korban, ba'esh tesaref, and it deserves burning. She'en Talmud lomar ba'esh tisarif. I don't need the Torah to tell me that such a korban gets burnt. That's superfluous. Why? Umat Talmud lomar. What is it coming to teach me when it says the animal gets burnt ba'esh tisarif? Im enu anyan legufo. If it's not coming to teach me something by the korban, because I know already you have to burn such a korban. How? Dichtiv v'hine soraf. Where was this pasuk? This pasuk was written regarding the inaugural day of the Mishkan. That was the eighth day of the Milu'im. There was 8 days preparation before the Mishkan was actually inaugurated. Hanukkah the Mishkan was on Aleph Nisan. On that day, Nashon ben Aminadav, which was the Nasi of the Shevet Yehuda, brought a korban. So that tells us that was the Korban Hanukkah Nisi'im. So they took his Korban, Nachshon ben Aminadav's Korban, and they burnt it as if it was Pasul. So Moshe Rabbeinu came along and told the Kohanim, what are you burning the Korban for? The blood was not sprinkled inside. The blood was sprinkled in the right spot. Meaning, if the blood of the Qurban that was brought on the Mizbeach Chaitzon was sprinkled on the inside, then everybody didn't have to burn it. But this wasn't the case. So what do you see in this Pasuk? You have an explicit Pasuk that's teaching us that if it indeed is sprinkled in the wrong place, you have to burn it. So go back to our Pasuk. What is the Pasuk by Ishtar Sedef coming to teach us? Well, it can't be coming to teach you that you burned the Qurban, because that we know already from another Pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Tenau anyan lechol isurim shebatorah." So I can use this hadush or this word to teach me other things, meaning chametz bePesach and shor haNiskal. That what the Torah is telling me, that these items are indeed asur ba'ana'a. Meaning, we have one of these 32 different ways to learn the rashot from the sukkim. One of the ways is an eno anyan. Meaning, if the pasuk does not have pertinence to what it's talking about, then you're allowed to learn the pasuk regarding something totally outside the context of the pasuk. This pasuk is talking about a korban. And it's telling me what? You got to burn the korban. Well, I don't need to tell me to burn the korban. I got another pasuk to tell me to burn the korban. In eno anyan, if it's not pertinent to the subject, tenao le anyan acher. Put it to a different subject. And what subject are we going to learn from Ba'ish to Sadef? I'll learn the isur ana'a of hametz and shoran eskal. So the Gemara says, v'im eno anyan la achila. Oh, now we go in stages. Now, maybe it's going to come and teach me that you have to, you cannot eat hametz b'Pesach. So the Gemara says, well, we know that already. Can't be. Because the Torah clearly says, lo te'achil. So we know eating is written by Pesach, and it's written by shoran eskal. So we have to put it to isur hana'a. So it starts off by Ba'ish to Sarif. I don't need it by Korban. So put it to hametz and shoran eskal. To tell me what? Don't eat? I don't need it for that either, because I have a pasuk for that. So it must be coming to tell me that you cannot have hana'a. So the Gemara says, I ma mikan b'srefa af kol isurin shebatorah b'srefa. Oh, maybe you'll tell me, if this is your source pasuk, maybe I'll tell you the only way to get rid of hametz is how? Through burning. Which means, if this is the source that's telling you it's Yisur Ba'ana'ah, and the pasuk is Ba'ish to Sarif, so maybe it has to be like the Qurban. And therefore maybe the only way to get rid of it is how? To burn it. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Kera, Ba'kodesh Ba'ish to Sarif. Bakodesh b'srefa, the end call is surim shebatorah b'srefa. And that same pasuk, pasuk says, and I'll quote you the whole pasuk: the chol chatat asher yuvah medamai oil moed lechaper bakodesh, lo ta'achil ba'esh tesaref. So the pasuk uses the word bakodesh, and the pasuk says ba'esh tesaref to teach me what? Only kodesh items are subject to serefa, but the items that are learned out of it are not subject to serefa. They are asur b'hana'ah, but you don't necessarily have to burn them. So we found a source for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara is going to challenge that. V'hai b'kodesh ba'es t'saref le'achi u'da'ata. What do you mean? This pasuk they just quoted me. Is it coming to teach me that? We have it used for something else. Hai m'v'hel l'chad Rabbi Shimon. We need it for the teaching of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bakodesh Ba'esh Tesaref. What is it teaching me in this pasuk that you have to burn the korban? Limed al chatat shesurfin otah bakodesh. And the Hadush is telling me not what you have to burn, because what you have to burn I know already from Nachshon Ben Amin Adav's korban. But it's teaching me where you have to burn it. Which means you burn it bakodesh. You burn it in the azarav, the Beit HaMikdash itself. So the pasuk is used already. The en the ela zu bilvad. Now from the pasuk I only would understand that what a korban hatat that became pasul, you burn it in the azara. Pesule koche kadashim. How would I know other things that become pasul? For example, pesule koche kodashim. What is an example of pesule koche kodashim? Korban ola, korban asham. Let's say their blood spilled and was not put on the mizbeach. Or let's say a mincha, a meal offering that became tameh. They didn't bring the komets, the flour that they're supposed to, before and became tameh before that. So all those things are also called tameh koche kodashim. What's the deen? You also burn it in the azara. Ve'imure kadashim kalim. And for that matter, the meat of the sacrificial meat of kadashim kalim, that would be like a korban shelamim. Minayin. How do you know that these items are also burnt in the azara? Tamud nomar ve'chol bakodesh ba'esh tesaref. All things of Kodesh are burnt where? In the Azara. Our point now is that the Pasuk is used. Rabbi Shimon learned from this Pasuk where you burn Kodesh, that becomes Pasul. So we're back to the question of Yoshua ben Nevi. The Pasuk that you brought is used already. So where do you learn Isur Hametz and the Isur of Shoran Eskal? So Kavis Gemaran says, Amar Le. Now, I just review the way this Gemara worked. There was a certain Tamid Hakam that was discussing Rabbi Yeshua's opinion with Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani. That's how the Gemara started. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, that Hakam that was discussing his opinion, he says to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yonatan Rabbach Me'ai Kera Ka'amar La. Says, Nana, I'll tell you the source of Rabbi Yeshua ben Nevi. And actually, I got it from your rabbi. Rabbi Yonatan, your rabbi, learns from the following pasuk, meaning he agrees that the pasuk that you brought cannot be the pasuk because that pasuk is used already. Ela, what's the source pasuk? The following. Shemot chavtet. Ve'im yivater mebesar ha'miluim u'min alechem ad ha'boker. On that korban that they brought in the inauguration for the Mishkan, Torah says, im yivater, if there's leftovers, notar, if let's say from the meat of the korban is left over until the next day, or let's say the lechem, that was also brought with the korban, let's say it's left over the next day, I'll read the end of the pasuk. V'sarafta et notar ba'esh, if to burn it, lo ye'achel ki kodeshu. You cannot eat it, because indeed it is kodesh. It says, she'en talmud lomar lo ye'achel. You don't have to tell me that you don't eat it. Umat talmud lomar, so why does that to say don't eat it? Lo ye'achel. Im enu anyan legufeh, if you're not going to use it for itself, the akiti, because we have a clear pasuk in the Torah that says, v'sarafta et notar ba'ish. If you have to burn the notar, obviously you cannot eat it. That goes without saying. Now, if you're burning something, could you eat it? Obviously not. So what is the pasuk? You have to tell me that the notar is going to be burnt. Well, if it's not used for its context, tenau anyan l'sh'ar isurin shebatorah. So apply it to something out of its context, meaning hametz b'pesach and shor and niskal. Now, obviously, I don't need this pasuk to tell me that I can't eat hametz b'pesach. That's already a clear pasuk. So put it to the chiddush of what isur hana'a, and therefore that's the source pasuk. Now, from the pasuk of notar that says lo ye'achel, right? I'm going to learn from that pasuk. No application to the korban, because I know you can't eat the korban. Obviously, you're burning the korban, the notar. So it must be Pesach. Well, Pesach, I know achila already by Pesach, that's a suit. Also, tenau inyan, hana'a. So from there, I know hana'a. So you must wait. Ima kan b'srefa, af kol etzvit shematora b'srefa. Well, if that's your source pasuk, and the discussion over is you're burning the korban, or you're burning the notar, maybe you can only, the only way to get rid of the hametz is by burning it. No. Amar kera v'sarafta ta notar. Notar b'srefa v'en kol esprit matora b'srefa. Which means, no, only notar is subject to srefa, but the items that are learned from it are not subject to srefa. So again, we found a source pasuk. Gemara doesn't like it. Gemara says, V'hai lo ye'achel le'achel u'da'ata. Is that what the lo ye'achel by the pasuk of notar? Is that what it's coming to teach us? Hai mebe'ele lichderbi el'azar. I need that pasuk ready for Rabbi El'azar's teaching. What was Rabbi El'azar's teaching? Tamar Rabbi El'azar lo ye'achel ki kodeshu. Right? It says the notar that was left over in the morning, do not eat it because it is kodesh. So, what is the words ki kodesh come and teach me? The pasuk could have just said lo yachel. Why does it have to say ki kodeshu? So it says kol shebe kodesh pasul. That what? Any type of kodeshim that became pasul, you have to get rid of. Ba katuv liten lo ta'ase al achilato. It's coming to tell you lo yachel. It's coming to tell you that if you eat it, you're going to transgress a negative commandment. Which means, if it just would have said, v'sarafta, burn it, you're right. Burning, I know that you can't eat it. But I don't have a negative commandment. It just says, v'sarafta, which is a positive commandment. Meaning, if only v'sarafta was written, and I ate this notar, do I get malkut? No. Because you can only get malkut lashes on a lo ta'aseh. So true, I would know that you can't eat it from v'sarafta. But since there's no negative commandment explicitly, I would not know that you get Malkut. So therefore the Torah has to say, the Notar, and for that matter, Kol Kodesh, any Kodesh that becomes Pasul, Vesarafta. But you know what? Velo Yachil. Don't eat it. Now if the guy eats it, he's going to be over a Lo Tasidim HaTorah, and he's going to get Malkut. And therefore that Pasuk already is used already for the Lo Tasidim. We thought Lo Yachil was extra. We said, oh, of course Lo Yachil, you're burning it. You have to tell me Lo Yachil. Now we're saying, no, you have to tell me Lo Yachil. Why? Because how do I know it's a Lo Tase? It's a negative commandment. You only get Malkut on negative commandment. So therefore the word Lo Yachil is used. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. So therefore that Pasuk is rejected as well. So now we got to go back to find the source for Yehoshua ben Levi. Amar Abaye. Le'olam Mikra Kama. Really, I go back to the first pasuk I started with, meaning the pasuk that said "V'chol chatat asher yuvah midamai lo'el mo'ed lechaper b'kodesh lo ta'achel ba'esh tesaref." That pasuk of the korban that you brought on the mizbeach chitzoni and you sprinkled his blood in the penimi. That's the source pasuk that's going to teach me what that hametz b'pesach is asur manaha v'ipuch. But learn it the opposite way, which means, till now you learned it from the words Ba'esh Tisarif. That was the first way of learning it. Ba'esh Tisarif. Don't learn it from Ba'esh Tisarif, because that already we need for the place. That you have to burn it in the Kodesh, you burn it in the Azara. Ela learn it from the words Lo Te'achil. Meaning, when the Pasuk says that the Korban, that was Pasul, Lo Ye'achil, from the words Lo Ye'achil. Not from Ba'esh Tisarif like we learned till now. Learn it from Lo Te'achil, that what? That hametz is asur b'hanah. How? The lichtov ba'esh tesaref. Because the Torah just could have written when the Quran becomes basul, ba'esh tesaref. Ve'lo ba'eh lo ta'achil. You don't have to tell me lo ta'achil. Why? Because again, if the Quran is being burnt, it goes without saying, you cannot eat it. Mat Talmud doma lo ta'achil. So what does lo ta'achil come and teach me? Imenu anyan legufo denafkale, which means already I know that Achilas Asur mit Rabbi Al-Azhar. Because we just learned according to Rabbi Al-Azhar, it says that any type of Kodesh that became Pasul, Lo Ya'achil. So I know there's a Lo Ta'aseh already. Because the Pasul by the Notar clearly wrote, any Kodesh that becomes Pasul, Lo Ya'achil. So the Lo Ya'achil over here, I don't even need it for the Lo Ta'aseh. The Lo Ya'achil by the Qurban, that the blood was sprinkled in the wrong spot, it says Lo Yachil. Do I need Lo Yachil? No. Maybe I need it for the lav. No, I already have a general lav that's written in the Torah that says Kol Kodesh Lo Yachil. Kol Kodesh that became Pasul Lo Yachil. So therefore what? So the Lo Yachil must be coming and teaching me application to all other Isurim. Shabbat Torah meaning Hametz Bepesa Anshor Haniskal. Vimeinu Anyan Achila. And obviously he's not coming to teach me Isur Achila, because Isur Achila I know already. Tenau Anyan Isur Hana. So the Gemara says, wait. Yeah, but what do you mean? The Pasuk is referring to Serefa. Maybe it's going to tell me the only way to get rid of the Hametz is Serefa. Amar Kera. The Pasuk said Han Notar. Meaning when it discussed burning the Notar, it said Vesaraftat Han Notar. What did Notar come and teach me? Han Notar Serefa V'en Kol Tzitz Matorah Serefa. No, only Notar has to be burnt. That's the only type of item that's burnt. But everything else? No. So therefore this is the source Pasuk. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ama le rapapa labaye." Rapapa tells Abaye, "No, not a good derash. Why? The ema le yachude le lav le gufeu deata." What do you mean? Maybe it's coming to tell me that there's a separate lav, a separate lo ta'aseh, that when you have a korban that his blood was sprinkled in the wrong spot, lo yachil. And that Lo Yachil is telling me you get a specific Lo Ta'aseh by this case. Why? The Imid Rabbi Al-Azhar. Because if it's going to be from Rabbi Al-Azhar's Pasuk, now if you remember Rabbi Al-Azhar, he had a Pasuk. I'm going to give you the exact Lashon of Rabbi Al-Azhar. Right. The Pasuk said, I'll quote it. Right. Lo Yachil Ki Kodeshu. But that was said by general items, which means anything that was Kodesh, that became Pasul, lo yachel. But we have a rule that any lav that's called a lav shebichlalut, a general lo ta'ase, because that's a general lo ta'ase, anything that's Kodesh, lo yachel. You can't get malkut for such a lav until it's written explicitly by the specific case. So the Gemara says, don't tell me that I'm learning lo ya'achel from Rabbi Elazar, because I'm going to learn lo ya'achel from Rabbi Elazar's general pasuk. It's not going to teach me malkut by the case of the hatat that I sprinkled the blood in the wrong place. Gemara says, the imid Rabbi Elazar, en lo kin alav shebichlalut. You don't give a malkut on a general lav. That's including many cases. Meaning on the pasuk that he brought, lo ya'achel ki kodeshu, that's including all kodashim that became Pisula, Shniftelu, that's too general. So therefore, you know why I need a lo ya'achel by, or lo te'achel by hatat? To teach me, no, specifically in this case, lo te'achel. Why? Because you're going to get malkut in this case. So it's a specific lav. So back to the question. What's the source for the Bi'yoshua ben Levi? You can't learn it from the hatat, ha'chitzona, because the words already are used. The Eshtis Saref teaches me what? That the Kodesh has to be burnt in the Azara. Lo Yachel teaches me what? It's a specific lo ta'aseh. So the Gemara says, El Amara Papa. Mehacha. From here. Referring to Basar Kodesh. What does it say? V'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh lo yachel ba'esh yisaref. You have basar. That's basar of a korban. That touched something that was tameh. Lo yachel. You can't eat it anymore. What do you do with it? You burn it. She'en talmud lomar lo ya'achel. It doesn't have to tell me that you can't eat basar of a korban that became tameh. Mal talmud lomar lo ya'achel. So why is it telling me lo ya'achel? Imenu anyan ligufo. If it's not coming to tell me something pertinent to itself. De'a nafkale mikal v'chomer mima'aser akal. Because I know that if basar kodesh became tameh, I know for sure you can't eat it. How do I know you can't eat it? Because I make a kal vachomer. From what? From ma'asir sheni. Now obviously ma'asir sheni has kedusha, but the kedusha of ma'asir sheni is not near the kedusha of a basar kodesh. It's less. So therefore I'll make the following kal vachomer. Uma ma'asir akal. And what? Ma'asir sheni, which is lenient, that is not like a korban. Amra Torah. The Torah clearly says that when a person has to come to the Kohen and make his confession that he gave his terumot and ma'asrot and he didn't do anything wrong with them, one of the things he says is, lo bi'arti mimenu betameh, meaning I did not burn ma'asir sheni that was tameh. I did not burn it. That's one of the things. You don't have to burn ma'asir sheni that becomes tameh. So he has to confess in front of the Kohen, lo bi'arti mimenu betameh. Now, obviously, we're talking about ma'asir sheni, that's asur, ba'achila, right? You cannot eat ma'asir sheni that became tameh. And what is the Torah telling us? Torah is telling us, lo bi'arti, I did not burn it. So Gemara says, besar kodesh, hamur, besar kodesh, that what? That is more strict than ma'asir sheni, lo kol sheken, that if it became tameh, you can't eat it. Which means, if a guy can't eat ma'asir sheni that became tameh, the Torah is coming and saying, lo bi'arti mimenu betameh. When it was tameh, well, certainly I didn't eat it. That's why I didn't eat it. His hadush is what? That I didn't burn it. Because you can't burn it as well. But clearly you cannot eat ma'asir sheni shenitma. So the Gemara says, if ma'asir sheni that is lenient, that became tameh, you can't eat. All the most of basar of the korban, which is more hamur that became tameh, all the most of not going to be able to eat it. Also, now we go back to our hadush. The pasuk says what? Basar kodesh became tameh lo yachel. Lo yachel is extra. So therefore, the Gemara says, v'chi tema. Maybe you'll tell me, no, this kal vachomer, well, it's a nice kal vachomer, but I can't use it. Why? Because en mazidin min adin. We have a law. In order for a person to get punished with a malkut, let's say, you cannot derive a malkut punishment from a kal vachomer. Din is a kal vachomer. To get a punishment for making something that's isur, it has to be explicitly written. therefore it has to be Doresh from a different style. But from a Kal Vachomer, you cannot learn. And therefore, if you're telling me that what? The source of eating Masar Kodesh Shenitma is from a Kal Vachomer of Maaser Sheni, if a guy would eat Masar Kodesh Shenitma, he would not be subject then to Malkut. Because of the rule, En Mazhirin Min Haddin. You cannot warn a person for his punishment from a Kal Vachomer. It has to be written more explicit. So the Gemara says, fine. No problem. I have another way of learning it. Hikeshahu. I could learn it from a hikesh. Hikesh means if I find two words that are next to each other, so I can apply the laws of one item to the item that's written next to it. What does it say? Dikhtiv, it says in the pasuk. Lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha. Ma'asar deganecha v'tiroshecha v'yisarecha u'bchorot b'charecha. I'll finish the pasuk. Vesonecha vechonedarecha ashet dor v'nitbotecha. This pasuk is telling us all the items that you have an obligation to eat in Yerushalayim. That's what's listening. All these things that we just mentioned, you cannot eat in your gates. Lo tukal lecha b'sharecha. Where do you have to eat it? In Yerushalayim. Now, one of the things it says that you have to eat is what? Ma'asar deganecha. Oh, ma'asar deganecha is ma'asir sheni. And in the same pasuk it talks about sonecha vechonedarecha. Those are referring to korban, which is kodesh. The Torah is juxtaposing, putting together maaser sheni with korban. Oh, so must be there's a connection. That's called a hekesh. And therefore, what am I going to learn from there? Just like maaser sheni, that becomes tameh. You can't eat it. So too, Basar Kodesh. That becomes Tameh. You can't eat it. Oh, so the non-eating, I know from a Hekesh. Now, I could use that Hekesh to teach me even Malkut. Because it's not a Kal Vachomer. Hekesh, that style of learning, can teach me the Hayuv of Malkut. Oh, very good. Once you teach me the Hayuv of Malkut, and therefore I know Basar Kodesh became Tameh, I know Lo Yachil already. And I even know that you're going to get Malkut for it. So then what's the Lo Yachel coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, Umat Tamud Oma Lo Yachel, Imenu Inyan Legufo, Tenau Inyan Lechol Yisrim Shema Torah. So put it to the other Yisrim Shema Torah. Lo Yachel, teach me by Pesach, by Hametz. Imenu Inyan Le'achila. Now I don't need that person to tell me that I can eat Hametz. And turn on the scale. Why? Because that's written explicitly. Tenau Inyan Le'hana'ah. So therefore put it for the Yisur of Hana'a. Now, ima kan b'srefa. Afkul esrim shema Torah b'srefa. Yeah, but this is in the context of burning. Because Masar Kodesh that you can't eat, you have to burn. So maybe I'll tell me that Hametz and Pesach, the only way is you have to burn it. Amar kera. Again, hanotar. Meaning you only have to burn notar. Hanotar b'srefa. Then kol esrim shema Torah b'srefa. Again, when the Torah is specifically wrote by notar, the leftovers you have to burn, it said hanotar. From that extra word, it teaches me only things of Kodesh, like notar, are burnt, but other isurei hana'ah do not get burnt. Now, who just taught us this? This was the Papa. The Gemara is going to challenge this now. The Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Nadav Rav Asher, ve'ema la'avor alav b'shne lavin. Maybe, you're right, I know the issud of eating it from a hekesh of Maaser Sheni. And therefore I know what? That just like Maaser Sheni, that becomes Tameh, you can eat it and you get Malkut if you eat it. So too Basar Kodesh, if it becomes Tameh and you eat it, you'll get Malkut. So I don't need the Lo Yachel by the Pasuk. No, maybe I do need it to teach me that what? You get an additional Lo Ta'aseh. Meaning if you eat Basar Kodesh, you'll get two sins. You'll get the Lo Yachel of, that we learned from Maaser Sheni, plus an extra one, which is teaching us Hidushna, that you can do one act and be over to Lavin. And therefore, Lo Yachel is not extra. Maybe Lo Yachel is coming to tell me there's an additional Lo Ta'aseh, that the Gemara is going to prove to you that you could do one Isur and be over many Lavin. How? But it says, La bi Amar Abaye. Didn't Abaye teach us? Achal Potita. Potita is a type of sheretz, type of creature that swims in the water. Loke arba. If you eat that one creature that swims in the water, you're over four lavin. Four different isurim
in the Torah. Now, there's two general isurim that Torah tells us you cannot eat any type of sheretz, and there's two specific pesukim that talk about the isurim of eating sheretz that are in the water. So the two general isurim on sheretz plus the two specific on water, that gives you four. Nemala, if a guy eats an ant, let's say, that crawls on the ground, lokeh hamesh, you get five levim. You get the two general ones of sheretz, and there's three different levim that are specifically written by sheretz ha'aris. So that would be five. Now, sid'ah, if a person ate a sid'ah, which we call a hornet, which flies, right? It's on the ground, but also flies. Lokeh shesh. You get six malkuyot, meaning two for the general isur of sheretz, three for the isur of sheretz ha'aris, because this also is on the ground, and one additional that the Torah says sheretz ha'of, the sheretz that flies. So that is six. Which means, if a guy would eat, for example, let's say a tzid'ah, he would get 39 lashes times 6. So you see what? For one isur, it's possible to get many levim. So therefore, go back to the question. When it says, lo ye'achel, by the korban, or by the basar, because it became tameh, even though I know you can't eat it from maaseh sheni already, and I know Malkut from Maaseh Sheni, but maybe it's coming to tell me, yeah, you get an additional one. You get two Isurim. So how do you know from that word, Lo Yachel, Isur, Hametz? So Amar Le, so he answered him back, Kol Hecha Di'ika Le'Midrash Darshinan Ve'lo Mukminan Be'Lave Yetere. If you could give a Dirash on the Pasuk, you give a Dirash, instead of just tacking on an extra lav. If you have nothing else to do with the pasuk, then already, all right, no choice, throw another lav on it. But that's only last ditch attempt. If you're able to explain it in a different way, then obviously that comes first. And therefore, in this case over here, the lo ye'achel, I have a derasha. I need to learn hametz v'pesach, zeh subhana'ah. I need to learn shorah niskal. So since I have another derasha on the pasuk, my first derasha is not going to tell me to add and tack on an extra lav. So bottom line, we have proven a source, finally, for the Yehoshua ben Levi, and it's from what? From the Pasuk of Besar Kodesh, that became Tameh, Lo Ye'achel, teaches me Isur Hana'ah by Pesach. And Shor HaNiskal also is Isur Hana'ah. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask on that Pasuk that Rav Papa brought us. Okay? Now, let's just read it together ourselves, just so we get fluency in that pasuk. You'll find the pasuk if you look on the sides of your Gemariot, some of them have it. It's in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tet. That basar, Asher yiga bechol tameh, lo ye'achel, ba'esh yisaref, ve'habasar, and regarding the basar, kol tahor yochal basar. Only people that are tahor can eat basar of kodesh. That's basically the pasuk. So the Gemara says, "V'basar asher yiga bechol tameh, lo ye'achel." Right? You tell me the basar that touched anything that was tameh, lo ye'achel. Deresha. At the beginning of the pasuk, lamali, which means, what do I need it for? Meaning, granted, you're telling me asher yiga bechol tameh. Lo ye'achel. From the lo ye'achel, you teach me what? Chametz b'Pesach. And you teach me the din of shor haniska, that's going to be isur b'hana'ah. But what do you need the word v'habasar for? What's the question? Why do you need that word at the beginning of the pasuk? V'habasar asher yiga bechol tameh. Why? Because since the papa is telling me that this asher yiga bechol tameh lo ye'achel is not referring to basar kodesh, it's really referring to isur of hametz. So the Gemara says, what then does the word basar come and teach me? Which means, I know already the law that what? Basar and kodesh can become tameh. We have many pesukim for that. And this pesuk is clearly coming to tell me what? Hadush in Korban Pesach. So why write the word basar? So the Gemara says, tell you a chiddush.
lerabot etzim. It's coming to include a chidush, a case of what?
Wood.
That's the wood that they place on the mizbeach, right, in order to fuel the mizbeach. Ulbona. Ulbona would be the frankincense. And what is it telling me? Hiddush. Ve'abazar. That what? Not only foodstuff of Kodesh has the ability to become Tameh, but any item of Kodesh, meaning even the wood of the Mizbeach, even the frankincense of the Korban, even though it's not an Ochel, does become susceptible to Tumah Hiddush. So Ve'abazar is coming to me. Not only Basar, but what? Even the bona, even let's see. Now, some say that the whole question of the Gemara was not on the word habbasar. The question was on the vav of the habbasar, because there's ve habbasar. So, what was the vav of the habbasar coming to teach me? That's what she brings down also. So the vav was coming to tell me, not only basar of Kodesh can become tameh, but even the wood of the mizbeach can become tameh, and even the libona can become tameh. Good. Now the Gemara goes to the end of the pasuk. V'abasar kol tahor yokal basar. But it says basar of Kodesh. Only tahor people can eat the basar. The sefer at the end of the pasuk lamali, meaning what is the purpose of that? What do I need it for? Which means, I understand the last word. It says, Kol tahor yochal basar. Only tahor people can eat basar. But what is the first? Ve'ab basar, kol tahor yochal basar. Seemingly extra. If you want to teach that only tahor people can eat basar, just tell me that what? Kol tahor yochal basar. But what does the pasuk say? Ve'ab basar, kol tahor yochal basar. That first basar of the end of the pasuk is extra. So the Gemara says, Lerabot Emurim. It's coming to include the fats of the korbanot that are put on the mizbeach. That what? That if they were put on the mizbeach and they became tameh, and a guy who was taor ate it, he's also over lo yachel. Which means, till now I only know basar. That's the flesh of the korban before it's put on the mizbeach. If it became tameh, it's asur to eat. Kamashvan, that even the emurim, which means even after the chedev was put on the mizbeach and now becomes tameh, still you're going to have an isur. Ve'a basar comes and tells me even basar that was on the mizbeach already and becomes tameh, you also over on isur achila. So bottom line, in the words basar, in this pasuk we learn regular basar, that's obvious, basar korban, becomes tameh asur to eat. Etzim on the mizbeach. Lebona also becomes tameh as well, and emurim that are on the mizbeach as well. To become tameh, you have a lot to say not to eat it. So the Gemara says emurim mehatam nafka. The Gemara says emurim. Is that where I'm going to learn it from? Mehatam nafka. I learn it from a different pasuk. Detanya ve'anefesh asher tochal basar mizbeach hashelamim asher laHashem. If a guy eats from Korban, now it says, Mizbeach HaShelamim, that's from the Korban that was on the Mizbeach, and I'll read the end of the Pasuk, Ve'tum'atu alav, and there was Tum'ah, Ve'nechreta nefeshahi me'ameha. Now, from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, here's the derashe, I'm reading it again, Ve'nefesh shetokha besar, basar Mizbeach HaShem, asher laHashem. From the extra words, Asher LaHashem teaches me, even if it was on the Mizbeach, and somebody that was Tameh, or the animal was Tameh, and you ate it, what does the Torah say? So from the Et Hashem it teaches me that Emurim also are subject to Tum'ah if you eat it. So the Gemara says, no, Hatam Tum'at Haguf Becharet. This tells me, no, the animal wasn't Tameh. We're talking about the guy is tameh, right? The pasuk said, "Ve'anevesh shetochah basar mezebach shlemim asher laHashem v'nichreta anevesh ahi me'amea." Is talking about what? If he ate the korban and he was tameh, then you're going to get karet. Hacha tumat basar belav. He was telling me the other way, that if the basar is tameh and the guy is tahor, kol tahor
lo yochal basar. Meaning, if he's taor and the basar is tameh, it's a lo ta'aseh. So you have two different isurin here. Therefore, you need both pesukim. If the guy, the kohen, is tameh and eats the emurim that are tahor, then it raises isur karet because he's eating kadashim betumat haguf. However, if he's tahor and he eats the emurim that are tameh, that's a lo ta'aseh. So all the pesukim are squared off. Amar Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Hanan. Okay, new point. Kol isurin sheba Torah. Anytime it says in the Torah that you can't eat something, en lokin alehen ela derech achilatan. You're only over on it if you eat it in the normal way. Which means Torah says you can't eat something, so you're going to be over if you eat it, right? He's teaching you a hadush. You only transgress the isur of the Torah if it's eaten in the normal fashion. Now, what is he coming to tell me? What are you coming to exclude? Give me an example. Amar Rav Shimi bar Asher, lemi'ute shim achal halev hay shepatur. Torah says you can't eat halev. That's the fat of the animal. Now, normally, the normal way that we eat halev is to cook it. Okay, that would be the regil way. However, if a guy came along and took halev, that's asur, and he just ate it raw, so he's not going to be over from the isur of the Torah. Why? Because that is not considered the regil way. Okay? The way to eat it is to cook it. Furthermore, Ika de Amri, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Hanan, Kol Isurin Sheba Torah, En Lokin Alehen, Ela Derech Hana'atan. Different language here. That all the things that are asur in the Torah to eat, you're only over from the Torah if you had pleasure from them in the normal way that you have pleasure. Which means, his thing was not said by Isur Akhila. His statement was said by things that are Isur Hana'a. The first statement was only talking about things that only have Isur Akhila on them. The second statement saying, no, anything that the Torah says you're not allowed to have hana'a from, it's only going to be over if you have hana'a in the normal way. Example, lemi'ute mai, what is it coming to exclude? Amar Rav Shimi bar Asher, lemi'ute, she'im heniyah halev shel shor haniskal al gabe makato shu patur. Shor haniskal, asur b'hana'a. The whole animal is asur b'hana'a. The halev of it, the meat of it, everything is asur b'hana'a. Let's say now I take the halev of a shor haniskal and I smear it on my wound while I'm having hana'a. But since that's not the normal way to have hana'a from the halev, so therefore you're not going to be over. That's not considered kederech hana'ato. Gemara gives another example. V'kol sheken ochel halev haishu patur. All the more so, if you eat and I'm having hana'a from raw, uncooked halev, all the more so I'm going to be patur. Because the hana'a is not done in the normal fashion. Comes Gemara and says, Itmar nameh, the Gemara is going to bring a proof to the second version of Rabbi Abu's statement, that it's going on Hana'a. Amar Rav Acha bar Avya, Amar Rav Aseh, Amar Rav Yohanan, Hiniyah Halev Shil Shor HaNiskal Al Gabe Makato. If a person took the Halev of Shor HaNiskal, which is Asur B'Hana'a, and he put it on his Makkah, I guess he did it for Rifu'ah purposes. Somehow that this brings a Rifu'ah, Patur. He's going to be exempt from Malkut. Why? If he shekol isurin sheba Torah, en lokin alehem, ela derech hana'atan. Because we have a rule. The only way to be over is in the normal way of hana'a. Amar Bizera. Bizera says, af anan nametanina. So I'll bring you a source from a Mishnah in Tirumot to prove this concept. What's the source? En sofgin et ha'arba'in. A person will not get lashes. The way the Gemara uses lashes, it says arba'in. Even though there was only 39, but the Gemara rounds it off and says arba'in. En sofgin et ha'arba'in. Somebody is not going to have to absorb 40 lashes. Mishum orla. If he eats orla. What is orla? The first 3 years of a fruit, you're not allowed to eat it. But what are we talking about? Of course, if a person eats the fruit in the first 3 years, It's Isur min haTorah, it's a lo ta'aseh, and he gets malkut. We're discussing now, if let's say, exactly, he makes juice out of it. He takes the fruit, he squeezes the juice out of it, and drinks the juice. There the Gemara is telling you, you don't get malkut for that, except for two fruits, if you drink their juice. Ela ala yotzeh min haZeitim, umin haAnavim bilvad. Except for olive oil, or grape juice, that comes out of the grape, since those items are the derech, since it's normal to squeeze these items for its juice, so that's considered normal hana. However, ve'ilu mitutim, but from, let's say, berries, te'enim, te'enim would be figs, rimmonim, pomegranates, lo, you're not going to be over on terum an orla, my tama, lav mishum de'lo kachilehu derech hana'atan, must be because you're not enjoying them in the normal way. It seems in those days it was not normal to eat a fruit for its juices, except for two items. Grapes, of course you have wine, you have grape juice, and olives. And therefore you see from this Mishnah a proof to what we're trying to say from the Tanav Abhu, that you're not over on an Isur until you eat it kederech, the normal Hana'ah. And since this is not the normal Hana'ah, to enjoy it by its juices, therefore no Malkut. Gemara says no. Amale Abaye, Bishlama yashmi'enam pri gufa, delo ka'achil derech hana'ato shapir. Now, if you want to bring me a proof, the proof would have been, if let's say you eat one of these fruits in a not a normal fashion, meaning you ate it, if it was supposed to be, let's say, cooked, and you ate it raw, or you ate it in some type of abnormal way, then you've proven your point. However, the reason why you don't get malkut when you drink the juice of a fruit is not because you're eating it in a different way, it's because it's not called fruit. It's called ze'ah. It's the sweat. It's not included in the Isur of Orla Bichlal. It's not the pshat that that really it's considered Orla, but what, since you're eating it in a not normal way, it's not considered Orla Bichlal. Why? Because it's considered ze'ah, and therefore there was no Isur of Orla on it at all. So how could you prove from there that if you ate something that's Asur, shelo kederech hana'ah, you don't get Malkut? It's not Asur. It's not Asur from the inception. Why? Because it's considered stam. It's the sweat of the food. It's not considered a fruit. Right? Gemara comes along and says, Amar Rabbeye, exception to the rule. Hakol modim, meaning everybody agrees, even the second version of the Babhu that said, that Isur Hana'ah, that's enjoyed, Shelo Kederech Hana'ah, that you're going to be patur, there's one exception to that. The Kelei HaKerem. What's Kelei HaKerem? Torah tells us you're not allowed to plant wheat, or for that matter, any vegetables next to a vine, next to grapes. If you plant them in close proximity, this now becomes kil'ayin, and you're not allowed to enjoy havana'ah from any of this mixture. So the Gemara says, shelokin alehen afilu shelo kederech hana'atan. Here, if you would, let's say, benefit from these kil'ayim of the kerim, even in not the normal way to have hana'ah, you're still going to be over. Why? My tama, mishum delo ketiv behu achila. It doesn't say the word achila. It doesn't say lo ye'achel by kil'ayim kerim. And therefore, the only source where we learn that to be over on hana'ah has to be the normal way is only on Isurin that says the word lo ye'achel, meaning it has to be in the normal way, like eating. However, since by Kelei HaKerem it doesn't say the word lo ye'achel, any way that you have hana'ah, even if a guy would take the grapes and do something that's not normal with them and he gets a hana'ah from it, he is going to be over as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Meti be. But that's a question. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, minayin lebasar behalav shu asur. How do you know that milk and meat is asur to eat? Now what do you mean? Isn't this an explicit pasuk in the Torah? Well, not really.
Because the Torah, when it discusses milk and meat, it just says, "Lo tevashel gedi b'halev imo." It clearly says you cannot cook milk and meat together. But how do you know that milk and meat cannot be eaten together? So the Gemara says, "Ne'emar kan." It says regarding basar b'halav in the book of Devarim, "Ki am kadosh ata." You're a holy nation, and the end of the pasuk says, "Lo tevashel gedi b'halev imo." Ne'emar lehalan, and it says later on by the law of terefa. Ve'anche kodesh teyuni. Again, you see, the Torah is telling you have to be people of holiness. And then end of the pasuk says, "Ubasar basadet terefa lo tochelu." Now, I have a similarity in both pasukim. One pasuk says, "Ki am kadosh ata," and the other pasuk says, "Ve'anche kodesh teyuni." Ma lehalan asur, afkan asur. Just like in the pasuk of Anche Kodesh, it's telling me that I cannot eat basar terefa. So too in the pasuk of Ki Am Kadosh Ata, Lo Tevashel Gedi B'Halev Imo. Teach me what? Isur Achira of basar b'halav. Got the derasha? So Kavli Gavaran says, Ve'en li ela b'achira. Okay, well, now I know achira is asur. Ba'ana'a minayim. Well, how do I know that, for that matter, it's asur to be nehene from basar v'halav? So the Gemara says, "Amarta kalbachomer." I can make a kalbachomer. Uma orla shelo ne'evda ba'avera. Orla, when you planted it, did you make a sin? Oh, no isur to plant a tree. Planting the tree is actually permissible. You just can't eat it for the first 3 years. And what orla? That in the planting of it, you didn't make an isur. Asura ba'ana'a. And still what? For the first 3 years, not only can't you eat the fruit, but it's also asur ba'ana'a. Basar b'halav, shene'evda bu'avira. You know, didn't she asur ba'ana'a? Basar b'halav, when you put it together and cooked it, right there you made an isur. All the more so, it's going to become asur ba'ana'a. So therefore, we learn that basar b'halav is asur ba'achila from Anche Kodesh and from Ki'am Kadosh Ata. And just like terefa is asur ba'achila, so too basar b'halav is asur ba'achila. How do you know isur ana'a? Kavahomer. If orla, where when I planted it's no isur, and still you tell me the product is isur ana'a, here when I cook the basar b'halav, that's an isur lo tevashel. Or the more so, the product is going to be isur ana'a.